dying. What's up, guys? It's Justin. Welcome to another episode of Polar Opposites. It's been a good week, and we have another good episode for you guys. As usual, I smell something a little bit problematic in the air.
Oh, did you cook it up?
No, it wasn't me. But before we get started, if you're not subscribed to the show and you love the show, make sure you're subscribed. Go to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, go to Spotify, click the follow button. We love to see it. So you guys, never feel afraid to like follow me or any of my guests on Instagram. I like connecting to you guys. I like learning about you guys. So definitely hit me up and I will respond, I guess. So as you heard prior, it smells problematic. Y'all's problematic faves, DeAndre and Charlton, are back for this episode.
What's good, y'all? What's good?
Hey, I'm here, guys. I have some drinks in my system, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I got some problematic stuff in my system, too.
Last time DeAndre and Charlton were here, they stirred a little bit of controversy. People were writing in, commenting about things that they were saying. So I think it's only fair that you guys issue an apology to all the listeners for the things that you said.
Oh, yeah, I'll start. I'm sorry, guys. It wasn't me. It was my clone.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not sorry. I don't care.
DeAndre, are you going to apologize?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to hurt your feelings.
Take that food out.
Sorry, I'm chewing on some gummy bears right now. I'm sorry that I called Lizzo that she has three pussies. Don't fucking censor me, Justin.
All of this
Justin.
Is getting cut.
Anyway, don't censor me, no, Justin. No way. Justin, don't cut this shit out the podcast.
I'm cutting it out.
Don't cut it out.
So basically,
but I didn't even get to.
Okay, what are you even saying? Where are you going with this?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm really sorry from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys. Mm-hmm. I love Lizzo. Truth hurts. Da, whatever that song is. I love that shit.
Something like that. You know, the white women love that song.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's the March Madness.
Anyway, it's interesting because y'all said that I'm the most problematic one. I'm not. I'm the
you
least.
You are the most problematic one.
Hey, you
Justin
guys
loves stirring the pot. Y'all
you guys need to listen.
Y'all need to hear the unedited version.
Exactly. We have a group chat.
We have a group chat.
And this dude just says
super problematic.
This dude says the most problematic things in the group chat and does not. It never makes it to the podcast because he edits it.
He edits it real well.
He edits it real good.
No.
He butchers it.
They're lying, y'all. Y'all know me. Y'all been listening for.
No, not all of them. They don't know you.
Y'all have been listening to 50 plus episodes. I'm not problematic. So how dare you ever
listen to the uncut ones?
How dare you ever insinuate that I'm problematic? Because I'm not.
Y'all gotta
subscribe.
Bro.
Listen to the uncut ones. I'm telling you, Justin says some real problematic stuff.
Yes, he said some shit about Lizzo too.
Yes,
I said I love her. I said that.
No.
He said Lizzo shouldn't be eating after 9 p.m.
No.
That's what he said.
I didn't say that. Sit down. I didn't say that.
This is Justin's laughing right now.
I'm not laughing. That's not funny. Stop being fatphobic. Y'all are so problematic.
And then you hate Ellen too. Let's address that.
Wait, no. Is there something wrong with hating Ellen?
What's wrong with Ellen?
I don't hate Ellen for one.
What's wrong with Ellen?
Every celebrity, every person that you love can be problematic in some way. If they're wrong, you should hold them accountable.
How's Ellen problematic for?
I didn't say she was.
People.
I said that anybody can be problematic. If Ellen is problematic, then we should hold her accountable for anything that she's done. That's all I said.
She has done nothing though.
Ellen's just been the nicest, most sweetest woman on this planet.
Exactly. You always bring her up, man. You have a problem with her.
What's going on with Ellen?
I'm good. Nothing is wrong with me and Ellen.
Okay.
Anyway. So annoying. Okay, let's move on to in the news. So this week in the news, there's a couple stories that drew some attention. So the first story I saw, there was a server that was frustrated with the amount of money that she's able to take home being a server. So she took to Instagram and recorded a video showing us what she makes, how much is taken out due to taxes and health insurance and etc. So I'll play you guys a clip of what she had to say and then we'll discuss.
So this is why you should always tip your bartenders, servers, anyone who waits on you or provides a service for you. Because this is my hourly for 2 weeks. I worked almost 71 hours. I get paid $213 an hour as a bartender and a server. I should have made $150.81, but because I have to have Social Security, Medicare, and the income tax taken out, I was paid $9.28 for 70 hours of work. And of course, I got tips. But this is what I got for my hourly. This is why you tip.
All right, so y'all saw this, right? What did you think when she was like complaining about her tips and how she wasn't able to make enough?
Man, I honestly glanced through it, but like I thought it was like a, you know, like one of those like troll videos, because like she was like showing like her taxes and all they took out, and then here comes the kicker: she flips over the check and it shows 928.
Right, 928.
I ain't gonna lie, I busted out laughing, bro.
I was
like, man, this motherfucker's evil. Whoever's her boss.
Well, basically, the caption for her video was: "This is why you need to pay your servers and give them tips." As you know, a lot of servers are paid $2 and they make the rest of their money through tips. Right. So this brought into the question, like, is it our job to pay these people? I don't think it is.
Not necessarily.
A tip is optional, though.
That's what I'm saying. And I hate tipping, and I hate feeling obligated to pay. If I'm going out to eat, I'm paying for my meal. That's what I'm paying for. Why should I pay for somebody else's salary? And anybody that's listening that's in the service industry, I respect you. I do tip, even though I don't want to. But I'm not trying to disrespect your hustle or anything like that. I'm just trying to have a conversation about tipping and why is it necessary.
Hey, but to be fair, though, they've been on their feet for, like, what, how many hours a day? And they can deal with some rude-ass families. I know, like, you know, those bigger families.
Mm-hmm. Or even Africans.
Africans, man.
My dad doesn't tip. I remember one time the family all ate and my dad left a dollar.
Hey,
and
really?
Yeah, my dad was, like, sending them back, oh, this is not good, this is not good. And then at the end of the day, the tip was a dollar. And we're always like, you need to tip. And they don't understand the importance of tipping.
Hey, man, I mean, if your dad does that at other restaurants, especially, like, you know, the real country restaurant.
That was then. But we've been molding him, and now he tips what he should. But before, it was hard to get him to tip.
Even if you say that you don't like paying their salary or whatever, I feel like it's like common courtesy, mm-hmm. Southern hospitality. You have to tip them to give them a appreciation because mm-hmm. they served you throughout this whole time you were eating or right. whatever.
I mean, that is their job, but aren't they signing up for the $2 and whatever sense they get?
They are signing up for that.
Is there not other jobs out there? My thing is that is stop. Is a strip club the only, I mean, now you got me saying strip club. Is a job as a server the only job that's out there? The answer is no. Like, why is it that you're complaining about people not tipping you when there's other jobs that will pay you what you're worth? So why are you putting it on the public to pay your salary when that's not our job? This issue is about capitalism. It's about these big corporations that don't want to pay their workers. They think that they can get by paying their workers $2. And at the end of the day, it's our job to pay their workers. And I don't think that's fair.
I think they want us to look at, like, their circumstances, though, in life. Like, we don't know their schedule outside of work. Like, they could probably have to settle for these server jobs because they might have kids that are, you know.
But that's the thing. A server job is not settling, in my opinion. There's other jobs out there. You can, I sound privileged. I was like, you can go to school.
You can work at Quick Trip.
Yeah, you can work at Quick Trip. People at Quick Trip make a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
Like, I heard they make a lot of money.
They make a lot of money.
Charlton is so fake. Y'all can't see him, but he's smiling, pretending.
I'm just saying in general.
He's pretending as if he agrees.
You can strip. You can do OnlyFans. You can do a sugar daddy. You have a lot of options.
You have a lot of options nowadays, man. And especially in this decade.
You have a lot of options.
They can sell feet pics for, like, what?
Well,
oh yeah.
I don't think they need to stoop to that level, but I think there's other jobs that are willing.
What's wrong with that level? It's not a low level.
Justin, you shaming sex workers? That's not a low level.
No.
Are you shaming sex workers?
Listen, sex work is real work.
It is. Sex work is real work. It is. Yes, it is. Without sex work, there'll be no fucking work.
There'll be no cucks, too.
Oh, my God. That'll be cut.
Why?
There'll be no work.
No,
we need some sex work around here, man. We need some. Yeah, they're good for the community.
Well, I don't know. What is y'all's opinion on this whole tipping situation? Do you tip? Should we tip? Should it be up to the corporation to pay people what they're worth? Or is it our job to foot the bill for other people's
salary?
Why
don't they get $7.25? It makes no sense. Why don't they get minimum wage?
Capitalism. That's why.
I just don't know their circumstance. They probably, you know.
They need to get minimum wage. Why are they getting $2? That's not even.
Charlton is so fake.
That's not even worth, like, anything. That's like the 1800s. It makes no sense.
Yeah, so what is y'all's opinion? Let me know your thoughts.
Hey, I mean, you can work at McDonald's, too.
McDonald's as well. McDonald's pays, what, minimum wage?
Yeah.
See?
They actually have a lot of benefits, if you think about it.
So people shouldn't complain. Like, it's not our job to do that. But at the same time, I will tip and I do tip. But I just want to have this conversation on the podcast. So let me know your thoughts. So another story that I saw in the news, Russell Wilson, who is an NFL quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, his mom went on a podcast discussing her son's relationship with Sierra. And she had apprehensions about them getting together in the first place. So I'll play a clip of what she had to say and we'll discuss.
He first told me about her. He sent me this picture and I'm like, she looks familiar. I didn't really follow Sierra, but I had seen a documentary. I'd either seen a documentary or read an article mm-hmm. about her. And I'm going to be honest with you. I did say something about, because I'm a mom. I love my kid. Sure. I'm like, but doesn't she have a kid? Mm-hmm. You know? So, you know, he and I had conversations about that. He and his Uncle Benji and Russell and I had conversations about that. And I look at my own situation, how I was born. And so I can't judge anybody. Okay. So I said to him, I'm like, okay, if you're really serious about it, then you have to love that kid mm-hmm. as if it were your own, yeah. even if it means you give that kid your name. Because I think that is, if you're going to be with someone who has a kid, you can't treat that kid any differently than if it were yours.
Y'all heard the clip. So basically, she had apprehension about her son dating a woman that already has a child. So a lot of people in this day and age, they're dating people that already have children prior to the relationship. And that can be complicated for some people because some people say, if that's not my child, I shouldn't have to pay for this person. Like, I shouldn't treat them as my own blood. They're somebody else's. But other people say that you should pay or you should treat them as they're your blood. And that's the point that she was making in the clip. So what do you guys think? Would you date somebody or marry somebody that already has a kid?
I can't do it, man. It's a lot of responsibility. See, we weren't put on this earth to be a stepdad, you know?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What does he mean?
I want my own kids, man. I mean, it's just a lot of, like, you know, a lot of compromise.
So you want kids?
Yeah, I want my own kids.
Remember this, y'all. Remember this.
Oh, wait. It's singular. Kid. Because I know some people are going to hold me to that whole kids plural.
Oh, no, I'm not holding you to that. Just remember, Charlton said that he wants kids. DeAndre, do you want kids?
No.
Stop lying.
I said I didn't.
Okay.
Either way, regardless, this is a lot of responsibility and a lot of compromise. Because, like, you know, whenever you want to do stuff with her, she's going to have to take care of the kid. You have to make accommodations around the kid, X, Y, Z. And then on top of that, that kid can kind of grow up to, say you, like, you know, date the person long term. That kid's going to grow up to disrespect you. Like,
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I think it depends on what age they are whenever you get with that person.
If you try to tell them something, they'll be like, no, you're not my daddy. Get the fuck out of my face.
Well, that's the complicated thing with being a stepfather to somebody. You're not their blood, so how much can you really tell them? How much can you really discipline
them?
See,
I can't tell them anything.
Can you spank them?
I can't tell them anything because we could do this, like, you know, of mice and men. I'll just take the little bastard behind the shed.
Oh, my God.
Put one between its eyes. And then that's call it a day. Either that or I just don't date her, man.
But that's the thing. Like, but think about it with other stepchildren. Like, you're supposed to raise that kid as your own is the thing. So why are you treating this thing like an other?
But, like, the thing is, though, like I said, I don't know. It's like a tug of war raising them because that's not your kid. And so they feel like you can't tell me this X, Y, Z because you're not my dad.
To a point. But at the same time, if they don't have a father figure, you are that father to that person regardless of your relationship.
And it all boils down to how they take the lessons that I'm teaching them. Because they can have, like, friends are bad influences, we don't know. Mm-hmm. And that can all come back to, well, hey, you know, why isn't his real father in his life? Why is this substitute stepdad standing or whatever telling him, like, you know, this do this X, Y, Z, and then you're out here doing Y? Mm-hmm. And it all comes, you know, it kind of boils down to the fact that they need a real dad in their lives. And so that's what I'm trying to do with my kids.
No, but you can become a real dad. Because if you look at the way Russell raises Sierra's son, he treats that child like that's his own. Like, that's his own blood. He calls the boy his son and everything. And people shame Future because Future doesn't seem to be involved in that kid's life.
But also, you got to shame Sierra because Sierra procreated with Future.
Huh? It's a two-way road.
Exactly. But Future's getting all this backlash saying, well, he's not been there for what's the kid's name?
Future.
Future?
Baby, yeah, Future.
Baby Future, whatever.
Yeah. His name is Future.
Again, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes. So it kind of goes back to Future as in, of course, not being there for the kid. But also Sierra procreated with this dude who had a known reputation.
I mean, that's fair enough. That's why when people make the argument with cheating, if somebody cheats once, that's a reputation and you know what you know prior to getting to a relationship with them. So you think that she knew his reputation. He already had baby mamas before that.
Yes.
She's suffering from the consequences of her choice and her actions.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think that's a fair argument. But where it stands right now, that's still Future's child. So, yes, she procreated with him. But at the same time, that's her child. That's also Future's child. Why isn't he as involved as Russell?
Again,
for your fave.
I mean, again, like I said, Future guys, a classroom full of kids. Again, it's not only on him, but it's also on those women too.
And now,
what we see is that they're all attacking Future. Why is Future not in these kids' lives? Which is good. Uh-huh. But why are we also not going after the women who chose to procreate with Future, knowing that he has this reputation?
And I'm telling you, I think that's a fair argument to make, because I've not seen anybody raise that argument. She knew. See, you're changing my mind too. That's what I love about doing this, because I never thought about that.
I didn't even get to answer the question.
Okay, can you answer, Mr. Okay. Silent?
So you said, would I date a girl with kids?
Right.
I would.
Interesting.
It depends how many kids she had. I can only do one.
Man, what if she has like three?
No, hell no. I can only do one, and she can't be messing with the baby daddy still or talking to that nigga.
Yeah, you know a lot of they do have to mess with the baby
daddy. And if we're talking and whatever, and she wants to go like forward, and she already has a kid or whatever, I'm gonna have to put another kid in her, so we'll have that bond.
Oh my god!
So we'll have one of mine and one of hers.
Even
one of mine and one of hers.
Even Charlton had to cringe at that. I'll leave that so y'all can see DeAndre's character.
What do you mean?
Hey man, you know a lot of baby mamas, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of single mothers, they even still mess with the baby daddy.
That's what I'm saying. She cannot be still attached to that baby daddy.
Mm-hmm. You have to make sure, if you gonna mess with a single mom, you have to make sure the baby daddy is either locked up or dead.
No, I mean,
you gotta be gone.
Or divorced or something.
No,
right?
not divorced.
Then it could be dead. Then it could be next door, be fucking giving her some every fucking now and then, man. Valentine's Day, she like, oh yeah, I want some. My baby daddy's coming over.
The baby daddy
speed
dial.
Boom, boom, boom. That nigga leaves the next day.
But that does make sense, because you want that other person out of the picture, because then it'll be a situation where you're the side husband or whatever while she has attachment to the person that birthed her children, is what you're saying, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
So I mean, want to be no side husband.
Dude has to be gone. Like, he has to be gone.
Mm-hmm. You have to delete his number. You don't talk to that nigga no more, man. Mm-hmm. Fuck him.
But I think that even if you said you would date a woman that had three children with somebody else,
not three, one.
You still have to, like, if you're gonna be with somebody, you have to raise that children like they're your own, right?
I would. It depends.
Yeah. If you were in that situation,
how old? It depends how old though.
Okay, because they can't be like teenagers, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you can't really tell. There's no boundaries.
If he's
18,
they
could be babies.
No, I mean, like,
18, I can't say shit to that dude. I mean,
they're an adult,
but if it's a baby, I can. You know,
you can work with that.
I can work with the baby.
What do you guys think? Like, you guys listening out there, what situation would you find yourself in? Would you date somebody that had kids on the side? How do you deal with that? Because do you raise the kid as your own? If they're older, how are they going to listen to you? Because you're not biologically their parent. So how do you navigate that? Because I know a lot of people out there come from, like, families where their parents aren't together anymore. A step-parent was brought in. How is that dynamic?
I think it's different, though, if you're married or if you're dating.
Yeah.
Can we also say that, you know, do y'all think that Sierra probably forced Future Junior or whatever onto Russell?
Future?
I wouldn't say so. Like, just knowing Russell's character.
There could be some, you know, there's some women that also force their kids onto the dude even before they start, like, officially dating.
Yeah, what do you mean force?
Like, we're a package.
They're a package.
If you want me, you want the kid too.
No, yes. And it should be a package.
But that means that kid would be your responsibility. Because I remember there was an old Twitter argument where, like, I don't know who it was, mm-hmm. but, like, they were a single mom, and the dude was coming to take her out for a date or mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. and the single mom got mad at the dude for not calling a babysitter for the kid. His responsibility, though.
Well, that's a different case. Your main point was, are they a package deal, Sierra and the baby? Yes, they should be.
I was using them as an example, but I'm saying, like, in general, like, some single mothers, they actually do force their kids onto the guy, and they're not even official yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, should that be fair as well? Could that be fair to the guy, too?
Think about it. If somebody has a kid and they're dating, like, when do you let the person know that you have a child? Because that's a big consideration that
you
a lot of
people have. You shouldn't be introducing nobody to your child.
Yeah, that's the thing.
When you're dating.
Well, I would agree
until
with DeAndre.
Until a lot of time later. Like,
then I would agree with DeAndre on that point, that you shouldn't just be showing your kid anybody.
Yeah.
Especially when
how many dads are going to have in 1 year? Shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, fucking 10.
Because that can mess your kid up. I'm sure there's people that can relate to seeing their parents, like, with somebody else, and then him falling out of the picture. And then it's like, what father figure do I have in my life? But I think that with this situation, this could be a whole, like, podcast episode in itself. Transparency is the most important thing. If you are dating, I think that you can date somebody, but there comes a point where you have to be honest and tell that person that you have a kid. And because some people, that's a huge consideration for them. Either they don't want kids or they want to have all of their biological kids. And whether or not you frown at that, I mean, that's their choice and there's nothing you can really do about it. But interesting. Y'all gave me some interesting perspectives there.
I mean, that'd be some shit, man. If you have, like, a little kid and you walk out on them and they become like LeBron James.
Right?
That'd be some shit.
I mean, at this age, I mean, people have kids at this age. I mean, so at this age, if we were a little bit younger, I'll be on a different side of the fence. But right now, you know, a lot of people have kids.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. And they're available for us. They're available. So.
And I like the point that Charlton made about LeBron. If you guys don't know the story of LeBron James, his dad wasn't in the picture in his life. I think LeBron still communicates with his mother, right?
Yeah.
So LeBron still communicates with his mother. And you know LeBron James went on to be a huge basketball star and the father's out of the picture. So when you don't, you know, volunteer your time for your own kid, you never know what blessings are going to come with that kid. The father's probably kicking himself that he wasn't there to raise his son because now his son is a millionaire and he's probably not getting any of his money.
No, he's not. So,
you know that nigga's in the barbershop, man. Like, oh yeah, that's my seed right there.
And people are laughing at him. That was your kid. You had the chance to take care of him.
But his mom was a crackhead. I would leave her too.
Stop. Stop.
She was on that stuff?
Yes, LeBron's mom was a crackhead.
Okay, so even if the mom is on a crackhead, should we like defame her? Come on. If you have a problem,
would you stay with the crackhead?
People can get help.
You sound like a Tyler Perry movie.
No. Wait. Because see, this is why I don't get the label as problematic because I think I have nuance to, yeah.
You was there with a crackhead, bro?
Listen, can I speak?
She gonna sell your fucking fridge.
Can I speak? You don't know what's gonna happen in life. You might be with somebody that you think would never do drugs, would never, you know, fall into depression, and things happen in any relationship. So if you somehow get on hooked on drugs, like if you made a vow to be married with somebody, are you going
to? They weren't married.
Huh?
They weren't married.
Okay, I'm just saying, giving a hypothetical example.
If you were LeBron. No hypothetical. Let's talk about LeBron.
Okay, then that brings in another conversation of having kids out of wedlock.
But do you see what happens if you marry a crackhead? Do you not watch House of Pain?
Was she a crackhead before they got together? You don't know that.
She started smoking crack and burned down the house.
How do you know that?
Uncle Carter said it every episode, bro.
I didn't know fucking, if I got somebody pregnant that's a crackhead, I didn't know she was going to fucking birth LeBron James.
Stop.
I didn't know that shit.
Stop. You can't be irresponsible with what you're saying on the platform. If you don't know that she was a crackhead prior to them being in a relationship, just be quiet because we don't know the state of their relationship at the start.
She could have hit it real well, man. Her habit.
So, like, I don't think it's fair for us to judge a situation that we don't know 100% how it started. That's my bottom line.
Hey, man, if she's a crackhead and you're dating her.
If.
She was a crackhead.
She smoked.
You're asking me if somebody was.
Dabbling in the Medellin nose candy? The Swiss Alps?
Well, everything is about judgment. If you're with a drug addict, like, expect that things aren't going to be the best situation, so. That's what I have to say.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure the crack stunts growth. I didn't know the fucking baby was going to be 6'8", 250 pounds.
Nigga come out with three legs.
Cold at basketball and shit. I didn't know that shit.
Right.
I thought the baby was going to be a crack baby.
Maybe this might have been kind of like a special edition crack she must have smoked, man.
I don't know their situation, so I'm not going to judge. I'm just going to say that if you fall out of the picture, just expect that kid might go on to do great things and you're not going to be there to experience
it. Well, that's a risk I got to take, man.
Okay. So you'd be his dad talking in the barbershop about that's your son.
I would be that dad. I would. Okay. Like, well, I had to leave that crackhead at the moment.
Yeah, he came out with he had like three eyes, man.
She tried to sell my stove.
He tried to sell me his umbilical cord.
Oh my god. You said umbilical cord. So let's move on to the next story. This is a big story that's been going on this week. So as you guys know, Dwayne Wade has been making headlines. And if you guys don't know, Dwayne Wade has a son that identifies as part of the LGBTQ community. So the story goes that Dwayne Wade was talking to his son, and the son says that he now wants to be called Zaya and that he now identifies as she. So he went on Ellen, and here's a clip of what they said.
When our child comes home with a question, when our child comes home with an issue, when our child comes home with anything, it's our job as parents to listen to that, to give them the best information that we can, the best feedback that we can. And that doesn't change because sexuality is now involved in it. So once Zaya, our 12-year-old, came home, and first Zion, everybody, I don't know if everyone knows, originally named Zion, Zion born as a boy, came home and said, hey, so I want to talk to you guys. You know, I think going forward, I'm ready to live my truth. And I want to be referenced as she and her. I would love for you guys to call me Zaya. And so internally, now is our job to, one, go out and get information, to reach out to every relationship that we have. My wife reached out to everybody on the cast of Pose. We're just trying to figure out as much information we can to make sure that we give our child the best opportunity to be, you know, her best self.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that it's one thing.
So y'all heard the clip. So a lot of people on social media are praising Dwayne Wade, saying that he's a supportive father, that it's very honorable the thing that he's doing, supporting a son that is now, I guess, identifying as trans. So to preface, the son or she is now 12 years old. So,
hey, man, I'm not going to lie. I don't even know what the son was called before he made
his
the name.
His name was Zion.
His name was Zion?
Yeah.
Zion Williamson.
Well,
like Zion.
That's D Wade's kid, man. He can handle that situation the way he wants to handle it.
Let him do what he wants to walk.
You know, who are we to tell D Wade how to raise his kid? And why is it like our concern of like, you know, what that kid chooses to identify?
Right. It's not our concern. And I think it's hard for any parent to be in that situation. Like, I think that's the new thing for this generation. The trans debate is something that our generation is dealing with and trying to understand. And I don't think it's a crime to not understand something. Like, people think that it might be insensitive if you don't know something, but
yeah,
it's anything in life. You don't understand it, and we're all in a learning process. But
exactly.
My question to you guys is, what would you do if you were in his position? Because you mentioned earlier that you wanted to have kids. Mm-hmm. What if you did have a kid and your son said that they want to go by she now and that they are trans? How would you handle that situation?
I mean, to the best of my abilities, the only way I can handle it is just talk to him, make sure that, you know, if this is a change that you would want to do in your life. Because I think the whole uproar is that, how do we know that this was Zaya's decision by herself,
mm-hmm,
instead of just like influence from Gabrielle Union and D Wade?
Do you think so? It's a possibility that Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade,
you know,
influenced their child.
Like, we don't know like what the child itself is thinking about, like, you know. But like, I think that's what a big uproar is that they don't know if this was solely the child. Because keep in mind, she's 12.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's like, what do you know about certain things at 12?
Well, what did you know about certain things at 12?
Hey, man, I mean, I knew a lot of things.
Exactly. So the same
but,
way that
but I'm
you
saying
knew
like,
is the same way that she knew.
But I'm saying, like, think, you know, at 12, what I knew now, and I had a different mindset, it's different from my age right now.
I mean, that's fair. Like, at 12 years old, I didn't know anything about
yeah.
the world. But you still know about yourself inside.
Yeah.
You might not know, you know, calculus or whatever, but you
yeah.
know how you feel inside.
Yeah, and like, you know, kids change. So it's like, what if, hypothetically speaking,
mm-hmm.
let's say this wasn't Zaya's decision to, like, you know, become trans.
Mm-hmm.
What if somewhere down the line she was like, oh, hey, you know, I want to go back to my normal self. I like, you know, girls now.
Nobody
date
will
girls.
Ever date him ever again.
You know?
Well, that's not the point.
It's
and
true.
On top of that, we don't, you know, in Hollywood, there's like several pedos.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like.
But making that, with that argument, like, you could have been in that situation too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you knew what you were at 12, and couldn't you, like, somehow find...
See, the way I'm going to raise my kids, man, is going to be different from... Because, you know, we're all three African.
Mm-hmm.
We're raised, you know, in a certain mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to at least be understanding of our kids, because the last thing we want to do is push away our kids, and they grow up resenting us, and we don't speak ever
Or they
again.
Go on to do great things.
Exactly.
Like LeBron James.
So who knows, man? The kids
DeAndre,
can, you know, open them.
You're quiet. What is your opinion on this?
My opinion is...
So I'll ask you a direct question, so there's no way to escape around anything.
Okay.
What would you do if you were in this situation? Your son comes to you and says that they identify as trans and they want to be identified with the pronoun she or her.
Well, I'll still call him by his real name.
Really?
Yeah. The name that I named him at the hospital, that's what I'll call him by.
Even though they told you, like, it'd be nice if I was referred to as this.
Honestly, I don't give a fuck. So I'll still call him by Zion, because that's what I named him.
Mm-hmm.
And he can go by Zaya or Zara or whatever the fuck he wants to go by at school or whatever in the public or
uh-huh.
whatever. But I'm going to still call him by his name, his name that I gave him.
Uh-huh.
That's all. That's just me. I'll still call him by his name. But, yeah.
And, you're free to have your opinion. The thing...
Yeah.
You say that now, and
if
then
I go to my parents
backlash.
Right now, I say, hey,
no, I mean, you
my
can.
Parents, I say, hey, I want you to call me Bob. They'll still call me by my name. They'll be like, what are you talking about?
Where your parents?
Yeah.
Well,
call me Bob. No,
well,
what is Bob?
Let's be real. Our parents are African. They grew up in a different generation.
I'm African too. I don't give a damn.
In a different time.
I'm African too.
But yes, all three of us are African, but at the same time, we're from a different generation, a generation that's more sensitive to stuff like this.
Well, my generation and my circle is different from anybody else's generation. I feel different.
And that's and you're entitled. That's why we have free speech in this country. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Free speech. I tell you, that group thing is powerful. They're gonna get this nigga out of here by 6 a.m. in the morning.
I mean, and I mean, if it happens, it happens. But I respect him for having an opinion about it.
I didn't say nothing wrong. I just said I'll just call him by his regular name.
Well, some people might say that why add more stress to somebody that's going through a hard time? Wouldn't it be easier for you to treat your child the way they want to be treated and the way they want to identify as?
What stress are you going through?
Being, at 12?
Being trans or whatever.
What stress are you going through?
At 12? There's stress?
What stress?
I mean, internally, think about it. If you were in that person's position, how would you be feeling?
Hey, man, the only thing I had to deal with at 12 that was stress-related.
Nigga's a millionaire. What do you mean
exactly.
stress?
He was driving a, he was driving what? He was driving a golf cart talking about struggle.
But what does that argument mean? There's so many people that are rich that commit suicide. So because they have money, that erases all their problems.
Hey, man, there's poor people that commit suicide, too.
There is. But your argument is that he's rich. What problems does he have?
Exactly.
He's 12, man.
We live in a capitalist country. If you have money, most of your stress is gone. That's the thing.
Hey, when I was 12, man,
your stress is all the way up there.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different.
See, when I was 12, man, the
only
stress...
It's not like everybody makes the same money. No, it's different.
Well, let me read you some of the comments that people had to say about this situation. Now, let me actually play a clip of what Zaya had to say.
Because they're afraid they will be judged. I would say, you know, don't even think about that. You know, just be true to yourself. Because are you really even, like... It's what's the point of being on this earth if you're going to try to be someone you're not? It's like you're not even living as yourself, which is like the dumbest concept to me. It's just like, you know, be true and don't really care what like the stereotypical way of like being you is.
Even when people are being mean, even when people are getting hurt because they're trying to be themselves, and even through that, you still want people to make sure that they live their truth?
Yeah, I think, I know it can get tough, definitely. Yeah, but I think you push through and you be the best you. And especially more recently, like, it's become a more accepting, even though there's, you know, obviously a lot of people out there who still aren't really set, you know, more in the, like, back in their days way of mind. But I think even through hard times, just, you gotta just push through. I mean, like, it's worth it. I feel like it's very worth it when you reach that point of, like, yourself.
Feeling free.
Yeah.
Feeling like you.
Yeah.
Feeling like you don't have to hide.
Like, you can look in the mirror and, like, say, like, hi to yourself. Like, nice to meet you.
Mm.
Instead of, like, I don't really know who I am.
Mm.
It's like a full identity crisis.
Mm.
All right, so y'all heard the clip. Now I'll play some comments, or I'll read some comments about what people are saying. Somebody said, at the end of the day, Dwayne Wade has to answer to God, not the boy. Prayers for them. Somebody said,
what is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Hey, man, you see on some execution stuff?
I don't know. Somebody said, I'm too Nigerian for this content. I will pass.
Hey, I'm with him, man.
Somebody said, so if my child wanted to set things on fire, I should let them, right? Since we should support everything that they want to do and no rearing should be involved at all. He's choosing and being allowed to live that lifestyle. Let's be clear. Somebody else said, this generation makes me sick to my stomach. A 12-year-old shouldn't be making this decision. Bad parenting on Dwayne Wade's part.
Hey, they need to be on this podcast. What the fuck?
Yeah, somebody said,
they need to be the ones getting out of here.
Somebody said, I don't care what no one says. She is wise beyond her years. I'm glad she gets to live in her truth at such a young age and be 100% supported by the family.
How will we know that's her choice?
That's wise?
I mean, everybody's autonomous. We have the decisions to think for ourselves.
How's he wise for what? Your listener said, who's your fucking
listener? This is the Shade Room's comments.
Oh, it was the Shade Room.
Oh, Shade Room?
Yeah. Oh, it was the Shade Room.
God.
I thought it was your listener. No. I was like, how's he wise?
What's the difference? Yeah. What's the difference?
He has a vendetta against my listeners. No, I mean, it's just good to have this conversation. Like,
I don't have a vendetta against Justin's listeners. I love Justin's listeners.
I love Justin.
I love those. I love the feedback that we got, especially from one person. One thing. But,
y'all are so
sad. Justin knows who I'm talking about, but, yeah, I love your feedback, Justin. I love the polar opposite stance.
Right.
Stinks.
Whatever. I need a fan name for all the listeners. But a lot of people on social media are applauding what Dwayne Wade is doing. Do you guys applaud what they're doing with raising a child that is trans and fully supporting them?
No.
Hey, speaking to the mic.
I said no. It's just the same as raising a child.
I can't. Who are we to tell D Wade to raise his child? Because I mean, that's him. But it's like at the same time, what I'm concerned about is what do we know that this was the kid's choice or was it the parents'?
Okay, choice? But what do you mean the parents' choice? Do you think the parents are telling him, hey, be trans, hey, call yourself she, he, or whatever?
Be lucrative.
What do you mean? Do you really think that people are out there telling their kid, hey, identify as this?
Be lucrative.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't put it past some parents.
I wouldn't put it past some parents.
You really do believe that?
I do.
I wouldn't put it past some parents.
Oh, sorry. I do. I wouldn't put it past some parents, to be honest. The world is grimy, man. People use their kids for a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But they're millionaires already. So what could they possibly want to do?
I didn't say D-Wade. I didn't say D-Wade probably did it. Charlton believes that, but I feel like some people.
So you think some people push onto their child the sexuality to have?
Some people, yeah. Charlize Theron. Mm-hmm. Charlize Theron. She dressed her boy as a girl. The one that she adopted from Africa. I don't know what country in Africa, but she dresses him as a girl.
Okay.
I think Angelina Jolie does the same thing with one of them, doesn't
she? Well, let's speak only facts.
Does she? I'm
Charlize
asking.
Theron does it for sure. I know sure, Charlize, I don't know about. I don't know about Angelina, but okay. Charlize Theron does it for sure. She dresses him as a girl. That is pretty definitive right there. You want him to identify as trans. You dress him in girl's clothes.
But do you? Mm-hmm.
It is a girl's clothes.
But you're not
a
even even factoring in the child.
Again, to go back to the choice, what if that kid does not want to be, you know, put on dresses?
Then they don't have to.
What do you mean? He going to say, no, mom, I'm not putting this on. This nigga's like 5, 6 years old. Are you saying no to your mom at 5, 6 years old?
The mom is not just saying, hey, I got a dress for you, put it on. The kid is probably expressing that they feel differently and they want to wear a dress.
Justin, don't piss on my head and say it's raining. Don't piss on my head and say
I know
it's
your
raining.
Little problematic posse. No, stands in your and say
don't
something.
Piss on my head.
Listen, you're not making any sense.
No, it's you, man.
You're acting like people are just like, woo! We need
you
to
literally just,
said
a kid can make that choice at 5, 6 years old to wear a dress.
No, I said a child can feel different inside and express that I like this dress. May I wear this? Can I put this on?
And a mom will be like, no, you're a boy. Man. Wear these jeans.
Well, parents under their household at the age of 5, you're under the dictation or whatever.
Exactly.
Of your parents.
She told him to wear that dress.
Told him to wear the dress.
If he wanted to, I'm telling you, the kid is not just out there going, I want to wear boys' clothes and you're forcing me to wear girls' clothes.
He doesn't know better.
He doesn't know, man.
He doesn't know better.
Charlize is probably telling him, this is what the guys are wearing.
No, they're not. A lot of the comments that I was also reading was saying there's some kind of gay agenda that's out there. Do you believe that there is a gay agenda? Is there such thing as a gay agenda?
What is a gay agenda?
Well, from my understanding, a gay agenda is people believe that people in the media, social media specifically, is putting these ideas into people's heads that are turning their kids gay. So if there's a gay TV character on the show Arthur, that's a gay agenda to make their kids gay.
Wait, Arthur? Why you gotta bring Arthur?
No, because
this,
if you don't know, Arthur recently, Mr. Rapper and their teacher, they had an episode where the teacher got married to another man.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait. Mr. Rapburn is gay?
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't even know Arthur was still on, bro, but Mr. Rapburn is gay?
Yes. And if you guys don't know, I'll play a clip of the episode from Arthur so y'all know what happened.
This is the best cake I've ever had.
I wonder how many times Patty sent it back.
Who cares? It was worth it. Mr. Rapburn is married. I still can't believe it. Yep, it's a brand new world.
Why are y'all laughing? Why are y'all laughing?
This thing appears from Mr. Rapburn is gay.
Mr. Rapburn is gay?
Yes.
Because he didn't used to be gay. That's why we're laughing.
I didn't even know Arthur was still on.
Okay, so do you think... My question to you.
Nah, next DW's gonna be a dyke.
Oh my god. No, stop. You can't.
DW's a dyke now?
You can't be irresponsible. Stop.
What's wrong with the dyke? That's not derogatory.
Let's bring it back. Okay, hey, let's bring
stud,
it back.
A stud.
Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. So they had an episode where Mr. Rapper got married. So they said that the media. People are trying to shove like this gay agenda down people's throats. What is your take on that? Is there a gay agenda?
I don't want to say there's an agenda, but I feel like, why does the media need to use black men to make, like, you know, the face of like this whole gay upbringing?
I don't think that's true, because Charlize Theron is she.
I mean, but like the,
is she
the way,
black?
No.
The kid is black.
The kid is black.
Really?
Yeah.
That's okay. What we were telling you.
That's what we were telling you. Yeah, the kid, and then like I don't know, like, you know, with the whole Billy Porter thing and
Lil Nas.
They're trying to make it seem like, you know, they're trying to make it feel, I feel like they're trying to make black men spearhead the whole, like, you know, LGBTQ.
LGBTQ.
What is it? Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys don't know what Charlton referenced, Billy Porter is an actor, and if you guys follow like awards or anything, at every red carpet he wears like a pretty flamboyant outfit. Sometimes he wears dresses, he wears flashy colors that people would I guess attribute to women or whatever. He wears dresses and stuff. So some people feel that there is like a feminization that's going on with black men basically.
Yeah, because like if a nigger wore, you know, rolled up to the war show with like, you know, chains sagging and shit, they'd be like, get this hooligan out of here. But Billie Eilish does the same thing, and they, you know, they call it edgy, they call it revolutionary, all that other stuff.
This guy is, but this nigga spitting, man.
Really? Because I think that's the false equivalence.
No, man. This nigga is spitting. Even let's go back to what Billie Eilish was talking about with hip hop, bro.
Okay.
She made like a comment talking about hip hop always, you know, there's rappers that always lie about all this XYZ stuff. She could be lying about her music too.
I mean, that's the thing. That's a whole other discussion with black people.
And not even just that. You know, why is she speaking on hip-hop affairs, but yet she's constantly taken from the culture of hip-hop? The clothes, you know, the whole type of, like, poses in her pictures, hanging out with rappers.
Well, that's a whole different discussion. That can get into, like, black people always, like, being the culture and people appropriating from us and profiting off of it. That's another discussion itself. But, like, with this, like, gay agenda. So you would say yes, there is a gay agenda.
I don't want to say there's a gay agenda, but I feel like they're using you know, brothers to promote, like, you know, this is the face of LGBT. I don't know how to pronounce the acronym, guys. It's okay. Sorry.
LGBTQ.
And like the regular, you know, regular black men, they're not as showcased because they're like, you know, kind of like pushed aside. Like, oh, nobody cares about them. They're irrelevant. They're just bullet bags. That's what I feel like.
I don't know. So you think there's an assault on black men going on?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I don't think there is.
Define assault, though.
I mean, you just believe that, like, there's images portrayed in the media of black men in a certain way.
I just feel like, you know, the media feels like the only way that black men can be viewed as safe is if they're promoting LGBT.
That's not true. Kevin Hart is successful and he doesn't promote that. The Rock is successful and he doesn't promote that. Like, how can you just use two?
Are we getting to our new topic, though?
Why are you changing the subject?
No, I said, are we getting to our main subject? The reason why Kevin Hart is not fucking viewed as safe is because he's a coon. So let's just fucking stay right here before we get to our main subject, okay?
And sure. You know, The Rock is, and I know you say you're a big believer of if they're mixed, they can identify as mixed only. The Rock is mixed.
Sure.
And he has a white wife.
Uh-huh.
And he's Samoan.
Okay, so give you another example.
I consider The Rock more Samoan than black, to be honest, in my opinion.
Let's put a button on this. Let's just wrap up this topic and move on to the next one. So basically, my point being that y'all will have kids growing up in this day and age. Things are portrayed in the media.
I can't wait to have kids, man. Good. So that way I can make them wash dishes, give me the remote control.
My point is that whenever you have kids, you have no control over what your kid is going to become.
Hey, man, I might give my kid like a razor, you know, a phone razor. That way it cannot have the newest technology.
Uh-huh.
Because I know some kids be some deviants, man.
Right.
Maybe even Xbox, it might be sharing some porn links, man.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
In the Call of Duty chat.
So my point is you don't know what your kid is going to become, because there's a chance that whenever you have kids, they're going to be going through the same thing that Dwayne Wade is going through. So you have to think about how you handle that situation.
I don't know. I actually can't say that they'd be going through the same thing Dwayne Wade's kids.
No, there's a possibility that could happen.
Small possibility.
How is it a small possibility?
Because think about it. Think about teenagers in the, 80s, 90s compared to teenagers now. They face different challenges.
We don't live the same lifestyle as D-Wade, so.
Right, but.
We're not in that Hollywood. You know Hollywood is easy.
No, but there's people in real life that are going through this. They're just not in the public eye.
It's rare.
I mean, there's maybe a small percentage, but I think it's more likely than you think.
People are only making this big deal because it's D-Wade's son.
It's D-Wade, yeah.
Oh, I mean, of course, because he's in the public eye. Look at Magic Johnson. Like, his son is, like, very flamboyantly gay. And, what would you say about that?
I mean, it's glossed over because he's a grown man, and he made that choice at, 17, 18?
I mean,
compared to 12?
That's the way he wants to express his,
Because at 12, he was dressing in streetwear, man. Normal boys' clothes.
Well, that brings into the argument, what if the dad was pushing onto him that wear guys' clothes?
I mean, that kind of is the difference as to where, like,
it's not,
he was still wearing guys' clothes even up to when he almost finished high school.
Yeah, he's still under his parents' house to that point.
But he still came out under his parents' house, and he decided to change his whole wardrobe while still under his parents' wing.
So did he just, something in his brain just triggered and he changed? Or was he always that person, and then once he's out of his parents' home, he can express himself like the way he wants to?
I feel like he was, you know, kind of questioning himself, not, oh, I'm 12 years old, I decide today I'm going to like XYZ. Mm-hmm. I feel like this was his choice compared to D-Wade's son or daughter's choice.
But it's the same thing.
Not really.
It is the same thing.
They're both age differences.
Yeah, he's 12, but he could have been going, you just said, like, he could be going through the same thing.
Yeah, but like with like the whole EJ whatever thing, he made
EJ Manuel, I think.
That's his name.
His name is EJ. I feel like he went through, like, you know, enough schooling to decide, like, you know, where this is my lifestyle now compared to you're at 12. Mm-hmm. You don't know what could happen next. He could be like, you know, trans today, and then he could come back to the boy side tomorrow.
So, do you think it's dangerous for Dwayne Wade to fully go in and start using the pronouns and stuff like that because the kid is so young?
He has to, man. It's
he has
media.
To now, because he already I came out with the
he has,
my,
to. He has
daughter.
To support his child.
He has to, or they'll tear him down.
I mean, I think
if he doesn't support it,
I think you
down.
Raise an interesting point, because I do think that if he's apprehensive, if he's like scared to go in that direction, the media will tear him apart as being not supportive of his son.
He'll lose his job.
All goes back to groupthink.
He'll lose his job at TNT.
And doesn't he have endorsements too?
Yeah, right. He'll lose all that shit.
But that's interesting. That's really interesting. Like,
it's facts.
See, D-Wade, man. He listens to Gabby. Gabby's the pants wearer in the relationship.
Really?
See, Dallas niggas, we don't fucking fuck with D-Wade like that. We all know that.
But why don't you like him just
because of the damn heat? They cheated us.
Besides the point.
We don't like him, and he's a little bitch.
So you think that if it wasn't if there wasn't media speculation and stuff, that D-Wade probably wouldn't be supporting his child?
If it was, let's say this was like 2000, in the
2000s. Mm-hmm.
2002.
D-Wade is the A-supporting that child.
Well, times have changed. Like, social media, a lot of people are learning.
Yeah, and, you know, with social media, you can dig up a lot of shit, and then you have to go and give the standard, oh, I'm sorry, this is when I was younger stuff. And so he's going to have to deny that.
See, but that's another problem. That could be a whole thing in itself with cancel culture and how people had one mindset in the past when that was okay to think a certain way. And then as times change, like, so does public perception and what is allowed and what's not allowed.
They only change because of the bag, though. Let's keep it real.
Ooh. They gotta stay.
The people they only keep
that bag. Yeah.
They only change their.
So, do you think there's people out there that come out and apologize, but they truly still harbor those sins?
Yes,
it's for the bag.
It's for the fucking bag.
I mean,
it's for the bag.
I mean, we don't know.
You think Kevin Hart apologized for that dollhouse shit because of the fucking because of the fucking
he said go smash
because
dollhouse.
He wanted to? No, it was because the bag.
And you probably
lost the Oscars. He lost his endorsement.
They were going after him like nothing.
And who am I to say what's the truth and what's not? I don't know what's in Kevin Hart's head, and it is possible that he could really still harbor the same things, but he felt the pressure to keep his job and to, like,
he's not gonna ruin the what's it called, the empire because of some damn quote like
old
that
ass tweet.
Yeah, he's gonna apologize because the bag. What's that?
Okay, visually think about it, it's funny as hell. I'm not gonna lie.
But like, go back to like what you said about Gabrielle Union. You said that she's the one that's like kind of forcing this on Dwayne Wade to like champion supporting his son and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I mean, didn't he play? Didn't he have a whole baby on Gabrielle Union?
Yeah, he had a side baby.
Yeah, and so. No, this is like kind of like we're gonna play my game now. Mm. It's kind of like with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Okay,
like he did that whole album or whatever, just to like
the
you
Carters?
Know, yeah, just to like kind of say like, listen, I'm sorry for doing this. Here's a way I can compensate XYZ. Mm.
It's simple, yeah. That's true. It's true. It's true.
Interesting.
It's true.
But yeah. So what do you guys think about this issue? Both DeAndre and Charlton raised some interesting points.
They're going to send Justin messages like, look at them funky ass niggas.
And if they do, that's fine. But it's brave for y'all to even come on here and keep bold with your, you know, thinking and the way your thought process goes, because there's a lot of people out there that do support you guys, that do agree with the things that you're saying.
And we fuck with them.
And it's okay to have support.
Hit us up. Send messages.
And that's okay to have different opinions. But my thing to y'all will be in a situation maybe where you have a kid and you might be dealing with something like that. So I think that you have to like brace for it, because you don't know what could happen with your kid.
And if that happens, I'm gonna call you, Justin. I'm gonna
to help you.
Hey, man, our kids are gonna probably be dealing with artificial intelligence.
I'm gonna say, Justin, hey, robots. Do you want to be a stepdad?
Okay, you
here's a child.
Really?
Yeah.
You would throw your whole kid away?
No. You could raise him.
No, I mean, like, you. Stop. So you would throw your whole kid away.
I'm not throwing away. I'm giving it to you.
No, I don't want your kid.
I thought you were raising a stepdad.
You want to be a stepdad?
No, listen. Stop. My kid, then. See, they try to throw, deflect and throw
stuff. See, Dustin is the problematic one, bro.
See what I'm talking about, you guys?
You want to be DeAndre? I'm like, okay, here, Justin. Get here, DeAndre.
Listen to this, y'all.
Do some tampons, too.
Do y'all see what I'm talking about? Whenever the going gets tough, they deflect. They throw stuff on me. They say I'm problematic. No,
this is how it goes, guys.
No.
Justin will stir the pot like it's nobody's business. And then he'll try to turn around and say, no, I didn't do that.
That's not true. Guys, you guys know me. Don't listen. All my friends listen. You know me.
Y'all know Justin, right?
Stop. Stop. So he would throw his whole kid away. Y'all heard that.
See, you throwing up the pot. I didn't say that shit.
Okay, so
hey, here, Justin.
This is all semantics. Throw your kid away, give it to Justin. Same thing. Bottom line is that you wouldn't support your kid if your kid was trans.
I'll give it to Justin.
Support your kid. Why are you? I don't want your kid. I don't want
you
your kid.
You say you're gonna be a stepdad, Justin.
You buy him what he needs. You buy him what he needs.
Stop. Let's
buy him what he needs.
No, stop.
Hey.
Wait, but are you not willing to do the work to learn? Because it sounds
learn
like
what?
Learn about your kid. Learn about trans.
I already know about I'm the one that put the seed in the woman to get the kid.
Learn about trans.
Learn about what?
Trans.
What is it, trans?
It's trans.
Transition.
Transition. Like your kid could be trans.
Trans what?
Stop. There could be a trans person. They identify as a girl and they were born as a guy.
The fuck that mean, man?
Yeah. You could be dealing with this, so I think that it's important for you to learn, because if that happens, there's nothing you can do about it. Are you going to throw your kid away? Are you going to give it up
saying,
for adoption?
We don't know if these kids are going to be facing the same issues in the future.
Yes, they will.
It's going
to
be.
So you think this whole
man.
Trans thing will just disappear? Remember?
Maybe.
Remember when?
Shit, you know they're coming up with robots and artificial intelligence.
That's not a human being. That's not a human being.
Exactly.
My bottom line. There's a chance it could happen to you. You just gotta be open and think about what options that you'll have.
Like I said before, if you want to be trans, you better be a cold ass rapper. That's all that matters.
Or makeup artist. Bring
makeup
me the
artist. You better bring some money to this house.
Oh goodness!
I don't care if you're trans, brand or whatever the fuck you are.
But
bring some money to this.
You could be a test tube baby. Just make sure the bag is right.
But I'm glad. But I don't care. Like I'm glad that y'all are sharing your opinion, because I think in this day and age, it's hard to have a difference of opinion. Whether or not people agree with you or not, I think a lot of people will disagree with you, but nobody's going to agree with you all the time, and it is what it is. So
yeah, of course, the problematic posse.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it is what it is. So now let's transition into our main topic. So today, you might have thought that middle portion was our main topic. It's not. This week, we're discussing Uncle Toms.
Oh.
Yeah. So y'all might have heard that term before. Black people certainly know what an Uncle Tom is, and probably white people do too. And Uncle Tom is a derogatory term for African Americans who are eager to give up, hide, or degrade their own culture in order to be accepted by white people. So these could be everyday people, could be people in the media that we see. There's this term Uncle Tom that people use to just throw around at people that don't ascribe to the majority, basically.
Mm.
And that's what it is. So why do you think people hate Uncle Tom so much?
They be selling out, man. Simple. Buck dancing for them buck biscuits. That's what they be doing, man.
And y'all have even heard the term tap dancing. Tap dancing and Uncle Tom, those terms are kind of used in the same thing to talk about the same issue. The reason why I'm doing this is because I think that with black people specifically, there's this idea of groupthink where we all have to think the same, where we all have to dress the same, act the same, have the same ideology, but that's not the case. There's a bunch of people that, you know, share a variety of opinions, but they might be thrown a different label. You know what I mean? For example, if you're a Republican, black people have always primarily voted for the Democratic Party. People feel like everybody that's black should be a Democrat. And if you're not, then you're Uncle Tom, you're a tap dancer, you're not really black if you don't support the Democratic Party. Is that true?
I mean, it all goes back to what I said last time on the last podcast about how we have to look at the Democratic candidates before we vote for them.
Okay.
Because they can do a lot of shit that sounds appealing to black people in particular, but it don't follow through. And so it's like you're not a coon if you don't vote for a Democrat, because Democrats be doing as much, if not more, bullshit as Republicans.
Mm-hmm. If somebody is a Republican, would you look at them sideways if they're black and also are a Republican?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're over here going... The GOP, it's no secret that they're not for black people. They're all for about them. And so it's like, you're over here going to say that, oh, yeah, I'm going to support XYZ candidate who's a member of my side, even though he doesn't do shit for my community.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, you can't just look your nose down at black people in particular and, you know, that by siding with the same community that looks their nose down at black people, too.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, DeAndre?
About what?
Like, the idea that if you are black and you're a Republican, people look down on you, they call you an Uncle Tom or whatever. Is that fair?
It depends what kind of black Republican you are. Okay. Are you a fucking coon, or are you a Republican because you're rich?
So do you think that there's a distinction? So if you're a Republican for financial reasons, that's more okay versus...
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people are Republican because the Republicans ain't trying to add no extra taxes or the tax rates, you know, lower for the people that are rich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Jay-Z's fucking Republican.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't know.
I'm pretty sure Michael Jordan's probably fucking Republican.
Oh, really? Michael Jordan's Republican.
Okay, why do y'all say that? Because a lot of people out there see that Jay-Z...
Because when you have money, it's different, bro.
So you think that there's a lot of people out there, once they get money, they're Republican, but before that...
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, man, a lot of rappers, too, they're hypocritical,
All these rappers were fucking with Trump, man. Who?
Diddy?
Jay-Z?
Wait, I've never...
Every nigga, man...
Before he became president.
Okay, but that... Though. See, don't start there, because y'all were just making a point about cancel culture and how people will dig up tweets and pictures of you supporting something in one aspect of
this
it.
This is different, though.
It's not different.
We're not trying to cancel them.
But some people would cancel them.
We're just saying that people that are canceling, you know, Trump and them, they're the same ones that were fucking with them before he got into office.
But the thing is, people, they might have known Trump, but they didn't know Trump. The Trump that we're seeing now could be the Trump that was hidden in closed doors, but now is exposed.
Fuck no, he's been the same
fucking Trump, man.
He's been the same motherfucking Trump. That's a fair thing to say, but I think that, I don't know. So what are you trying to say? Just because they were close to Trump at one point, they're coons or they're Uncle Toms?
I didn't say they're fucking Republicans.
So you think that Jay-Z and Diddy are Republicans?
Yeah. They're going to look out for
them. When the bag is there?
Yeah.
You're gonna go with the people that have the bag as well.
But what is them being aligned with Republicans? How does that help them?
Because the tax rates.
So that's the only reason why you think that they're Republicans.
Yes.
So in that court,
they're not with it because of racism.
So in that sense, Beyonce is also a Republican.
Hell yeah.
Fuck
really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Are you
conflating a capitalist to a Republican? Because Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're capitalists.
Okay.
They're still Republicans.
Republican too.
Capitalist.
I don't know.
You think they want to fucking add more taxes and pay more taxes?
I mean, at some point you have so much money that a little bit more.
No.
No way, man.
It's true.
That's not true.
They're not gonna spread no damn well.
That's not true. It doesn't matter how much you want. If you're greedy, you're fucking.
Nobody.
Greedy.
That's true.
You look out for your own bag.
Nobody likes money being taken out of their paycheck. I think regardless of how much you make, poor people definitely don't like paying taxes, and rich people, they make all these loopholes to escape taxes. So we know that they don't want to pay taxes. But I think that once you reach a certain level of wealth, like, what does more taxes mean? Really nothing. Because that's not going to... Is you paying more taxes going to decrease your overall wealth? It's not.
Just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you're not going to watch your dollars.
I mean, yeah, there's a difference between watching
$10.
You lose 1 cent.
Some rich people, if they lose $10, you're like, bro.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. They're fucking pissed. You're like, bro, why are these taxes taking all my money? Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter how rich they are. They still have that mindset that they trying to save every penny.
So let's... I mean, that's a point, a fair point, but
what I'm saying is most black people that are Republican are Republican for the bag reasons.
Okay.
That's it.
So only strictly money?
Most of them. Some of them are Republican because they're coons,
but
most of them are Republican for bag reasons.
I think that with this whole discussion, like, independent thought is important. Like, to me, honestly, my opinion, I don't care if somebody's black and Republican. It's not my thing. I don't really care. You know, why is it my job to care about the political affiliation of somebody else? Like, how does that affect my life? There's some people that look at it like, if you're not supporting the Democratic Party, then you're not supporting black people. But black people have free thought. Like, we don't have to ascribe to the things that have always been done. Not saying that I am a Republican or anything, because I'm not.
You sure,
Justin? Not that there would be anything wrong with me being Republican, but...
If you're a Republican, just don't look your nose down at the community. Try to, you know, reach out to the community more. Try to show them, like, you know, this is how you can earn the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a Democrat, emphasis on Democrats. Don't try to think that we're fucking stupid enough to vote you in just because you can fucking do, what's it called?
Eat fried chicken
and watermelon. What kind of shit is that?
That's another discussion. I feel like the bar is so low when it comes to what Democratic candidates and getting the approval of black people. If you say, oh, I have hot sauce in my bag or whatever, like people are like, oh, Hillary, she's one of us. Invite her to the cookout. Like, we love her.
Fucking cookout, man. That damn cookout. That's dangerous. Doesn't exist.
That's dangerous.
It doesn't exist. Gary and all them, don't say that shit in the same sentence.
It really annoys me. It's like that's another thing, but we invite so many people into our culture. The bar is so low for them to gain acceptance, and then you get mad when they end up not being for you.
Hey, but I mean, unpopular opinion though, I see a specific gender culture.
Uh-huh.
That is women inviting these other outsiders into the cookout, as we say. Fucking this is recent week they were inviting Brad Pitt into the fucking
the cookout because he hugged Regina King.
Exactly. Fucking Chris Evans, just because he held her hand. You know,
this is annoying.
That's easily impressed shit.
See, like, the bar is so low. Anybody can be invited. If you're just nice to a black person or you smile at a black person, you're invited to the cookout.
Invited to the fucking cookout. That doesn't even fucking exist.
If you work with a black person, you're invited to the cookout. Like, stop. The bar is so low.
But that's so fucking low.
That's a different discussion. So let me get on to groupthink. So groupthink, we talked about this, is this idea that everybody has to ascribe to the same form of thinking, the same ideology, the same way of thinking, basically. The Obamas. As you know, the Obamas are beloved by a lot of people. Even to this day, their approval ratings are high. Overall, America loves the Obamas and what they were able to do for the country and how they represented while they were in the White House. If you speak bad about the Obamas, people will, like, tear you up. And I think that you can love the Obamas, but also they can be questionable as well. Everybody is not perfect. Michelle is not perfect. Barack is not perfect. But if you say that, people will be like, oh, you're a racist, or you're Uncle Tom, or why don't you like them or support your people? Can you not hold your heroes accountable? Like,
I mean, some people are questioning what Obama has done for the black community during his terms.
But is he the president of the United States or the president of black people?
That's a good question to ask the community.
I mean, because think about it. I don't know what people were expecting when a black man got into office. I feel like people thought that he would hand out just freebies just because you're black or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there was a point in his presidency where he wasn't able to push through anything. The Senate and the House were all Republican. Yeah. So what could he really do? So why do people say that he didn't do anything for black people when partly in his administration he wasn't able to do as much as he wanted?
And again, that's for the, you know, the community that are, you know, in the lower incomes. They have this strong opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so literally you can gauge their opinion and see, like, you know, what specifically did Barack Obama promise us that he didn't deliver on?
What did they want from Obama, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they thought that once he got into office, like, everything would be alleviated.
Like we were talking about earlier. Uh-huh. It's like the example being, like, you know, you have a star quarterback who happens to be your brother. And he has tickets to a game, big-ass game, front row seats, everything included, but he chooses to take his friend instead of you.
Mm-hmm.
But you were expecting him to choose you because you're his brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the example of, you know, the whole community and Obama.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But with the, like, Uncle Tom discussion or coon, whatever you want to say, a lot of people feel like Oprah falls under that category.
Oprah? Hell yeah, she does.
Really?
Oprah's the biggest coon of all.
Oprah, do you think she's done enough bad to be considered as an Uncle Tom or a coon or whatever?
I told you, case in point, go look at Oprah's discography, man. It's either some slave shit or some segregated shit.
But how does that make you, like...
Not to mention, man, didn't she tear up Michael Jackson, 50 Cent,
mm-hmm.
all these other black prominent figures?
So that makes her a coon?
Yes.
Yes.
She's always caping for fucking her powerful, milk-colored friends.
But the thing is, when you reach a certain level of wealth, who's at the top? White people. Who does Oprah hang out with? Rich people.
Okay, so why is she trying to pander to black people?
There's also rich black people, too.
How is she pandering to black people?
She made fucking Precious. What do you mean?
How's that pandering to black people?
Oh, the own channel? The own channel?
Who's going to watch Precious?
It was nominated for, I think...
She makes a lot of her money off of black people.
Black Struggle.
Color Purple.
Okay.
Precious.
Didn't she get her ass beat in Color Purple?
The Butler. Yes. Didn't she produce, like, Lee Daniels, The Butler?
What kind of shit is that, man?
She was in Selma.
She just gets off of black trauma, man. She doesn't fuck with them.
She gets off of black trauma, man.
I mean...
her friend, Gail. And then let's not get started on Agent DuVernay, too.
Oh, great. So do you think Ava DuVernay falls under that category?
She said that she was capping for Weinstein, even though she heard all the shit, because you know they're in that inner circle together.
Well, DeAndre and Charlton, they showed me a tweet from 2012 of...
Don't bring the timeline into this shit, man.
What do you mean?
She was already in her 40s when she said this shit.
Can I give them some backstory?
Go ahead.
Can I give them some backstory?
Go ahead.
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
Can I talk?
Go ahead.
Okay. DeAndre and Charlton showed me this tweet of Ava DuVernay from 2012 of her talking about...
Let me paraphrase it for you guys, too. She pretty much said that she heard all the stories and rumors going on about Weinstein, but chose to turn a blind eye because it's Weinstein, and that's her buddy, and that's her friend, and she loves him. All that other bullshit.
So here is the tweet that Ava DuVernay tweeted in 2012. She said, "Watching Harvey Weinstein sit in for Piers Morgan and interviewing Clinton, I've heard all the Harvey stories over the years, but still a fan." So y'all are trying to say that because she tweeted this, like, she's heard about all the stuff and the rumors about him, but yet she's still, you know...
Yes.
She's a hypocrite in a way.
Yes.
She's trying to champion Me Too and all this, but at the same time in 2012... she was supporting Harvey Weinstein despite all the rumors that she heard about him being,
yes,
like, you know, touchy or whatever.
Yeah, you know, all the extra, you know, curricular that Harvey Weinstein was doing.
Some people might say that it was years ago and that
she was in her 40s.
To fetch up an old tweet is not fair.
She was in her 40s.
So what about this? What about Clarence Thomas? What about Clarence Thomas?
What about Clarence Thomas?
Well, if you guys don't know who Clarence
the
Thomas
Coke
is,
incident?
Clarence Thomas is a Supreme Court justice. If you look at the Supreme Court, you'll see one black man. That is Clarence Thomas. So he is a Republican. He's also married to a white woman. And a lot of people consider him to be an Uncle Tom or somebody that betrayed their race to appease white people. Do you think that he falls under that umbrella?
I think he said some scandalous shit before concerning the community.
Wait, mm-hmm. Wasn't he one that raped the
No, he
the,
put pubes on a Coke can
the,
for Anita Hill.
Yes, Clarence Thomas is the Supreme Court justice that was accused of being inappropriate with Anita Hill, who used to work for him, and she testified in front of the Senate in the 90s, I believe.
And she was a teacher at my alma mater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Boomer!
Sooner! Anyways.
Lame. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, is Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas, he's already been established as a coon. I mean, I feel like he feels like he's one of them,
mm-hmm.
just because of marrying, you know, Sarah by chance. And so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I mean, we could still, if that's the case, if we're taking it there, Justin, we can hold
Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice in the same energy.
So Condoleezza Rice used to be the Secretary of State under...
Condoleezza.
Stop. Condoleezza Rice, she used to be the Secretary of State under the Bush administration. If you guys follow politics, you'll see that she's a black woman. She's a familiar face. And you say that she's a coon?
Yes.
What makes her a coon? Just because she served under Republican? Just because
she
is a Republican?
She's best friends with Bush.
How does that make you a coon? Isn't Ellen best friends with Bush?
Ellen? Y'all heard that right.
Wait,
y'all heard that right. Don't.
Why are you always bringing up Ellen?
You brought up Ellen.
Just bring up fucking Lizzo.
You smoking that crack that we talking about earlier?
Stop. Bring up Lizzo.
You smoking that crack earlier?
Okay. Y'all are so annoying. Anyway,
Condoleezza was best friends with Bush.
Just because I brought up Ellen because Ellen is a Democrat, but yet she's buddy buddy with George W. Bush.
I don't think Ellen uses goddamn cocoa butter after shower.
Stop. I'm not trying to say that she's black, but I'm just trying to say that why is she not problematic because she's friends with whatever his name is. Because
she's not black.
Okay, anyway, I think I'm missing the point.
You missed it whenever you said Ellen.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get back on track. So just because Condoleezza Rice is a Republican and worked with George W. Bush, how does that make her an Uncle Tom or a tap
dancer? She was best friends with Bush. Mm-hmm. And we all know Bush doesn't like black people. Quote Kanye West.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is that true?
It's true.
It's true.
Okay. I guess.
You guess?
No, okay.
Or you know. Guess. Do you know?
I don't know anything. Guess. I don't know anything, apparently, since I think Ellen is black.
Some of these Barnyard listeners be like, goddamn Bush. What are you talking about Bush for?
Okay, but so that makes her a coon, just because she's a Republican and worked under the Bush administration.
Do you think she's ever appealed to any black women in particular or hung out with black women exclusively? Or even done anything for black people?
So hanging out with black people.
Has she done anything for black people? Or persuaded Bush to do anything?
Is that her job?
She's best friends with the president.
She's Secretary of State.
She's best friends with the president.
So she's supposed to invite everybody black and make him more aware.
She could give him ideas on how it can push forward the community.
How do you know she didn't do that?
She didn't.
How do you know she didn't do that?
Because she did not.
You don't know that, though. You don't know what she was saying to him.
Bush cared about what? The military and going to war. That's it, man.
But you don't know. You can't, like, put words... Or don't you can't not like not put words in people's mouth.
Well, literally. You know, I can't argue with you, Justin, because mm-hmm. you are a Republican. By
no, I'm not. Stop. Stop. I'm not a Republican because I saw your voter ID card fall out of your pocket and it said Republican. So you're
voter ID. Joke's on you. That shit is expired.
Anyway, what other celebrity? Oh, Omarosa is a big person that people consider to be a coon.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was staunchly for black people. She went to Howard. She's always been in support of black people. All of a sudden, when Trump was getting closer to becoming president, she started getting closer to him, and then she even got herself a job working under the Trump administration. And she even said, like, many times that Trump is the president that's for us, and he's going to really change things. And
hell no.
Did you just answered your own question right there. Omarosa is a coon.
Yeah.
She's a fucking coon.
Yes.
Man.
Crispy.
So you coon. Think she sold out just to get a job in the White House and then she.
Yes.
So now she's mm-hmm. trying to double back and.
Trying to appeal to the community because that's what they always do whenever they start cooning.
She got kicked out.
OJ Simpson, coon. And when he was under trial, the black community easily took him in and he just decided to embrace it.
Anyway, if you guys don't know who Omarosa is, she used to be on The Apprentice, and y'all know who she is if you know, but...
She's this big-ass coon.
He was about to say something. I already knew it. And, yeah, I noticed that she was all for Trump, and then when she fell out of favor with Trump, then she reversed back and tried to be accepted by black people again when she tried, kind of, like, threw people under the bus in order to get to where she is. And then she went off and wrote a book trying to expose the Trump administration.
And it all goes back to, if that bag is right, they'll be Republicans.
I think it's sad. I think that it's sad when people sell out their own people in order to make money. And they, in the process of doing that, they talk bad about their race. Because there's even been people, everyday people that say, oh, black people are so this, black people are so ghetto, to appeal to white people. And
yeah,
there's a lot of people that maybe grew up with white people.
Fucking irony is they're midnight fucking black that are doing this too, man.
Midnight black.
Midnight fucking black, man.
No, but it's true. At one point, I feel like not everybody has to think the same, but I think that you cross the line when you start to degrade your own race.
It's massa mentality, man. It's massa mentality.
You think so?
House nigga. That's how it is.
Oprah can give you a point or two on
Oprah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oprah.
Oprah.
She blackballed fucking Monique.
Yeah,
she blackballed Monique.
Sister. But Monique she's kind of, I don't know, I think she's going too far. Yes, we know that.
How is Monique going too far?
Okay, Oprah's never going to reach out to her. Why does she keep trying to
Monique said that
videos?
She met Oprah when Monique was a kid, and Oprah kind of like gave her the cold shoulder.
Monique said that?
Yeah.
Yes, and I mean, she blackballed Monique. It's already hard getting a job as a black woman in the entertainment industry, especially with her weight. That used to use it against her.
They did, yeah.
She could only play one role as the big loud black woman.
The angry black woman.
Of course.
Woman. Yeah.
It's already hard getting the role. But she already got blackballed by her own sister, Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna make it 100 times harder.
But
after Precious, have you seen Monique in a role?
No.
Have you?
I mean, in Bessie. In that
What the fuck is that?
What is that? Bessie Coleman?
Well, y'all don't follow, like, movies and stuff. Like,
Bessie, what the fuck is that?
She got nominated for an Emmy for playing Bessie, the African-American singer.
Okay, so...
No, that was Queen Latifah. Monique had a supporting role in that, but she...
I thought you were talking about Bessie Coleman.
I don't know who that is.
The pilot that went missing. She went missing or fell off her plane or something like
she
that.
She went missing.
I don't know who that is.
But anyways...
You don't know who that is? Justin, this is Black History Month.
I know.
You might be the coon, Justin.
I'm not. Don't even start. Don't even start.
Exactly. It's already hard getting a role.
Don't even start.
She blackballed her own sister. What the fuck is this?
Okay, but why is it that whenever somebody's black, they're expected to just be the one person to, like, give everybody that's black a job, be the president for just black people only and not the whole
country? We're not saying don't portray that,
but we're saying kick down the damn door for us.
No, sure.
Oprah's portraying that, though. Oprah does portray that.
Yeah, I think that there's evidence to suggest that Oprah is problematic, and I think that we should...
Oprah has been problematic since... the day she hit the fucking airwaves.
Oh, God.
Man.
Oh, God.
Oprah should be. Snoop should have put one, send one of his hitters, man. Put one in between her eyes.
You saw that Snoop Dogg apologized.
He had to. It's the bag.
Oprah has some powerful white friends.
She's a billionaire.
Do you think that that's why Snoop Dogg apologized?
Yes. You think Snoop Dogg gave a fuck about Oprah?
If this was Snoop Dogg from like, 1990-something, Oprah's ass would have been pushed up daisies.
Exactly.
Maybe even, you know, digging her own grave.
Oh, God.
She don't give a fuck.
The reason why I brought up this topic in general is because it is Black History Month, and I think that it's important for us to be one with our culture, support your own, because a lot of people don't do that. I think that there's a lot of people out there, celebrities in general, I mean, even people in life that don't support their own people, and I think that's dangerous. Because if you're divided as a people, how can you ever have unity as a community? Look at the Black community in general. They don't support each other. If you have a Black business, the Black people will think that you're being rich at their expense, and they don't support you. They'd rather support another business that's not Black rather than support you to build up wealth within your own community. And that's messed up.
It's a double-edged sword, man, with Black businesses, too.
It's messed up.
I feel like with Black businesses, it's just limited to clothes.
You think so?
That's why I feel like, you know, with that whole support Black business.
Well, yeah, we're more than clothes.
Exactly.
Like, we have, like, hair places that Asians are taking over.
Always gonna bring the Asians up.
No, what do you mean? No, it's true.
Hey, I mean, going back to that story.
Elaborate.
Go ahead.
Okay, my point being, Black hair is a huge business. There's billions of dollars every year that are spent with Black hair products, whether that's creams, oils, combs, whatever. Black hair is a huge business. And there's studies to suggest that, not even to suggest, that show that Black people don't even own their own products, their own businesses. If you go into a Black beauty supply, I implore you to see who is behind the counter. Who is the one that is owning that Black beauty supply? More than likely, you will see that person is Asian or that person is not Black. My point is, Black people aren't owning their own things. And I think that's sad, because as a community, we have the chance to build up wealth within our own community. But we're allowing people to come into our space, sell our products to us. How does that make sense?
I mean,
how do we allow that?
I think you said it's not our fault.
I'm talking about like with the whole salon thing. It's not Black men in particular. It's not our fault. Because, you know,
You can be a man and own a Black beauty supply. Why is there a distinction there?
I'm just going off example. There's a story that happened in Tulsa where this Asian beauty supplier, or whatever, disrespects Black women to no end. The dude punched her.
Punched a woman.
So there's another Black beauty supply store that's within the same, you know, area code, and they still go to that Asian store.
No, it was the same one.
It was the same one?
Yeah, they did a sale and they still shop there. And Black men were putting up signs saying, hey,
Black men were going hard saying, do not shop there.
Don't shop at the Black place or the
Don't shop at the Asian place.
Don't shop at the Asian place.
And they still,
that's the dude that punched it, because they're doing like a big sale.
Well, I feel like
they lined up.
But you can't use an isolated incident to paint a picture that all people do that. Like, that's dangerous. And you know that's not true.
There's
double standard too.
I'm not saying
that doesn't exist, but to use one isolated incident as an example for all Black hair businesses is not fair, and it's actually not true.
I feel like it could be our fault, and it's a double-edged sword.
Okay,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, so let me go from the Asian side first.
Sure,
they come to this country with no money, no nothing, and same as us. They're on the same ground as us,
right?
But they're just, you know, their skin tone is a little bit lighter. They have that a little bit of advantage because they're not Black, of course. They're not colored. I mean, they're colored, but they're not Black. But so they can get like a loan or something to start a business. A lot of Black people didn't get loans to start businesses. It's kind of hard to get that. So they can start up a hair store and have that, you know, capital to do that.
Yeah, but that's true.
And then if you're Black, it's kind of harder. But then again, from a Black side, it's harder because we can't get those certain type of loans. Because the bank, you know, banks have had histories of being prejudiced towards Black people, of course. So it's kind of harder for us to get those kind of startup capital. So we can't really start hair stores and stuff like that, or nail salons and stuff like that, how Asian counterparts are doing.
But that's with businesses in general. But why is it that they come into our communities and sell our products? Are Black people like starting up like pho places or Chinese restaurants?
We're not getting those loans. We can't do it.
Yeah, but it's not, you're acting like it's impossible to get a loan.
Like, I feel like, you know, our community believes that, like, since it's coming from somebody other than us, it must be elite.
See, and that's a problem. See, isn't this why everybody's so divided? Like, that's messed up.
You think so?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
You, like, if you could, say like we get a classroom, man, and the topic of the discussion is what? Y'all throw something out there.
Math,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You have an Asian professor and a black professor. They both say that they can help you become a math whiz in 1 week. Mm-hmm. Who are the people are gonna who are they gonna gravitate to the most?
The Asian professor.
Yeah, because it's, you know, stereotypically they're better at math than.
Is it because we've been taught to degrade ourselves and not believe that we can get the same value from somebody else?
Yeah, there's like a derogatory.
The way we see ourselves.
Yeah, there's a derogatory I guess vibe around black businesses. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, they're just, you know, not going to get the job done, or like if I go to the black lawyer,
I'm going
to
lose.
I'm going to lose.
And that's sad. If you don't have belief in your own culture, like that, how are you ever going to be successful in any aspect of life? I think y'all make valid points that we don't consider when we make strides in businesses or anything to be valid. If there's a black beauty supply store, they'll say, "Oh, that place is ghetto," but the one that's owned by Asians, everywhere is clean or whatever. You know what I mean?
And they can disrespect them in that shop too.
Yeah,
they still go back.
But guess what? Fucking does Oprah? Let's go back to Oprah.
Okay.
Does she have a black staff?
I don't know. But if you look at celebrities in general, who are they managed by? You'll see a team of white people behind them.
And they're Jewish. Always ripping their asses off.
They are.
I don't know about that. I don't.
They are.
They are.
They'd be on documentaries. Oh, yeah, I didn't know they were pulling the wool over my eyes. Next thing you know, I was broke.
Do you know how much money Jimmy Iovine and all that made off of fucking Dr. Dre and Jay-Z all that?
It's sad.
He made billions.
Made billions.
Off of these black artists.
Yeah.
Black artists. He's making billions off of them.
It's sad.
He's not making no money off of fucking Slipknot.
I mean, because this conversation with like Uncle Tom and groupthink and black people not wanting to support themselves, it all goes hand in hand. Like, that's the topic for today. So basically, I wanted to say that even if I saw a story about celebrities at the Grammys, there's black media. And all of these celebrities, black celebrities, were ignoring the black media and going to People Magazine, going to all these other black or white publications instead of supporting their own people. They see their own thing as lesser than these white establishments. And I think that's a problem within the black community itself. I think that as in Black History Month, go out there and support a black business. Support your people not only in the month of February, but yearly. All like black...
Daily.
We don't do that enough. There's so much unity within other communities. They support each other 100%, and that's why they're able to grow as people. The more you're divided, the more you're going to continue to not have unison.
And on top of that, you know, by support, we mean business that's legit, not some kind of like, you know, scam and whatnot.
Because I've been getting some scam voicemails and some scam text messages. So I don't know. But y'all be careful out there.
Well, let's go back to interracial marriage.
Okay.
So I'm not going to dog anybody that marries interracial.
Mm-hmm.
But if you marry interracial, make sure to remember where you came from.
Yeah, DeAndre and I had a whole episode about this.
Yeah, we had a whole episode about this. Make sure to remember where you came from. Don't be like fucking Michael Jordan. I'm going to say his fucking name.
JJF, good times.
No, talk about Michael Jordan because a lot of people might not know.
Bro, mm-hmm. He's one of the five black billionaires in America. There's only five in America. Believe it or not. There's like, what, 300 in the U.S. and there's only five. Only five.
Wow.
And three of them are married to a white woman. Three. Michael Jordan, Robert Smith is the richest. He's married to a white woman.
Okay.
And the last one is, who's a...
Jay-Z.
Oh, no, never mind.
Jay-Z.
He's just Beyonce. Oh, no.
Gus, you dabbling in that crack again?
No.
Two of them are married to white women, and one is You're a so fucking annoying. Coon. One is Oprah. So...
Yeah, Oprah's married to a white woman.
Oprah's married to a white woman, too.
That was so annoying. I'm keeping that.
So, so Michael Jordan... I feel like he's forgotten where he came from.
You think so?
I feel like he just wants to sell shoes to niggas, and he wants to take the money, and he wants to build his white savior.
He builds it. You know, he has sweatshops, too.
Really? Well, that's a lot of these capitalist like businesses. They have sweatshops, and that's how they're able to accumulate wealth, by paying these people cents on the dollar rather than what they're worth.
Michael Jordan is not fucking with no
And this is a full...
He said it, too.
He said it.
Oh, he said that?
He said it's a chameleon.
He said it's a chameleon.
Well, y'all still buy Jordan, so y'all are supporting
him. Who's
y'all?
I don't have any Jordans.
Y'all don't wear Jordans?
I have Jays. See? Well, I didn't buy those hoes.
It doesn't matter.
It was a birthday gift.
It was a graduation gift.
You know how lucrative Jordans are, man? The OG care. Jordans are like, what, in the 3,000s?
I don't wear that.
You could sell that shit, and then you could be rich.
But yeah, I think that...
You could say the same shit about... Same thing about anybody, though.
About... Oh yeah, sure.
You can not like Steve Jobs and you still
have an iPhone. Yeah,
you still have an iPhone, man. Mm-hmm. He's a deadbeat. It's about you support deadbeats.
Do y'all think that I should do an episode about pick your battles? How people want to be vegan because they don't think animals should get abused and eaten. People that support businesses that don't use sweatshops. Pick your battles because we all use iPhones. iPhones are made in sweatshops by people that are paid cents on the dollar. Do you think it'd be interesting to do an episode about people being hypocrites about what they support? Because
I'm all for it.
I need you to talk about PETA too.
I think that I'm gonna do an episode about that. Thanks.
Talk about PETA. Yeah.
Talk about PETA.
We'll have that.
Was that scamming? Was it Red Cross?
Oh yeah, Red Cross.
Red Cross. UNICEF.
Yeah. All those bastards, man.
They'd be asking me at restaurants, man. Be like, you want to donate?
No, thank you. No.
I know the jig is up, man.
The jig is up. Haiti, all that damn shit, they didn't get no fucking
money. They didn't get nothing.
No. But let's go back to Michael Jordan. And I'm glad y'all brought this up.
He's a coon.
Because a lot of people within the black community might idolize Michael Jordan, might think that there's nothing wrong with
him.
He's
a hero, yeah.
But
yeah.
You think that he's a Uncle Tom? Just why did you bring up the fact that he's married to a white woman?
This is the way he's dressed?
Bro.
That's Uncle Thomas to me.
It's not even the way he's dressed, man. I feel like the way he just is right now, he just forgot about himself. Like, so all with all the Black Lives Matter and all that shit that happened, it was his turn to fucking step up and be a leader in the community.
And he did.
Since he's heralded by the same community, and he was
the
ghost.
Same community that buys
same
his shoes.
Buys his shoes. They be shooting niggas and whatnot.
The same community that buys his shoes. The same people.
They be shooting.
I know you don't have to speak up for Black Lives Matter. It's not your job. You don't. You're not a hero. You're not a superhero.
You don't have to be an activist.
But these are the same people that buy your stuff. These are the same people. Are you going to support them or are you going to leave them behind?
And he left them behind.
He didn't say shit.
Hey, we could look at Black Lives Matter in a funny light, too, because they, you know, it could be on some scammer shit, too.
Black Lives Matter? Mm-hmm. I think any business needs to be held
ran
to the light.
Blue check Negroes.
Oh, my God. No, but think about it. Any business is questionable. They're all run under the same foot that is capitalism. So, essentially, there's always going to be something problematic that's brought up with how they handle and do business. But I think that when people accumulate a certain amount of wealth, a lot of people forget themselves. When people reach a certain level, they're in circles where they weren't accustomed to.
Listen, I'm all for interracial relationships. If you like who you like who you like, but...
Just remember...
I agree with Charlton as well. You can love who you want to love. I've never been somebody that's against interracial marriage.
You shouldn't be forced into dating your own kind by the other gender, because I know that happens a lot. Like, if you feel like you have to date your own race or whatever, because some people are going to say something, fuck them.
Hey, but if you are dating interracial, do not talk about black women.
Women or men.
Or men, yeah, exactly.
Or men, because there's, some women love creating a false narrative just by seeing a brother who's not even mentioned one peep about hatred of black women. They say, oh, yeah, he hates his mom, he hates his, he was saying this and that, X, Y, Z. Whenever it's time to find proof, there's no proof found.
Well, that's why I told y'all that you can't use one example and paint everybody with that same broad brush.
But it's not just one example. It happens a lot.
Well, if you can name some examples, maybe I know something and I can.
Literally, fucking.
What's the one from Clean and Slim? The woman's name, Slim, or the queen, or whatever.
A woman, I think her name is Jody or something.
Jody Smith, whatever. She's married to some white dude.
No,
okay. What's the problem with that?
Okay,
what
she said after was the problem.
Okay, what did she say after?
Oh, no, black man, never looked at me like this or whatever. I need to quote.
And they were like, yes, go get your bread. If what's Daniel Kaluuya said the same thing. Oh, yeah, he hates his mom. He hates his sister. He hates this and that. Da-da-da-da.
Well, that's the dangerous thing with running with false narratives. I don't know if that's true or false. I really haven't followed it, so I can't have an opinion and be irresponsible with my platform.
It happens a lot.
So I have to make sure that everything that I'm speaking is like from
a
source, like a verified source.
Well, we're not just saying this, it's on women, but predominantly. It's on them. And I'm not going to lie. I do see some brothers bashing black women. They're fucking clowns.
And thank you for saying that.
They're fucking clowns.
Thank you for saying that. Because a lot of people will think that you just support black men no matter what.
But I'm not saying it's not only black men. But it's black women too that...
Everybody, yeah.
You know, bash.
On both sides.
One side, they try to turn a blind eye and say, make it seem like it's only black men that's doing this. And it's not.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
The guys that bash black women, they're fucking coons. Let's keep it black and white, man.
They're fucking coons. They're like the buck biscuits.
Let's call a spade a spade. If you bash black women and you're black, woman.
How about we stop bashing people and just build each other up? How about that?
That's not going to happen, man. That's in some damn Candyland.
How about that? It's not Candyland. It's not.
This is the real world, nigga. This is the real world. If you're a black male and you bash black women, you're a fucking clown.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. If you're a black woman and you bash black men, you're a fucking clown too.
And my opinion is going to be that nobody should be bashing anybody. Inherently, it's going to happen. Inherently, there's going to be hatred in the world. Nothing you can do about it. But what you can control is how you act and how you move through the world. So if you're doing good, spread that energy throughout the world. And that's all you can do.
We're just going off of relevance.
Yeah.
We just see it.
We see it a lot.
So what Jodie Turner Smith said, she said, someone said to me that they always thought I only liked white and light-skinned men. No, reality was, growing up, dark men told me I was not attractive. One guy probably said that shit to you. Two guys.
Well, why are you... Okay, so were you living in her body? Why are you saying that one guy probably told her when you don't know what she was going through?
Okay.
So because of that, you only like white men and light-skinned men?
Because of her experience.
So, because of that experience, you can bash dark-skinned men.
It all goes back to what you said. You can't take a certain somebody and use it as an example.
You can't.
No, but it's different. It's a lived experience. Like, if in your experience, like, that's all that happened with her, then she's going to try something else.
Okay, so she's getting praised for it, but if somebody that was a brother mm-hmm. said the same thing, he would be getting dragged and canceled.
I don't think he should get dragged. If you say that I've always
but mm-hmm. they're going to drag and cancel this nigga.
Come to consensus that Jodie Turner Smith is a clown?
I'm not coming to that.
She's a major clown.
I don't know what she is.
She's a clown.
Oh my
she's
God.
A doof.
I don't know what she lived.
No. She also said this. She said the first men to make me feel beautiful were white men. Sad but true. Sometimes black men will say I'm pretty for a dark skinned girl.
And I've heard this before from black people.
The white man was the first to oral sex to give her oral sex her out to nine me out. These things stay with you for a long time.
I mean, I've heard some sisters say that they, you know, reject brothers. They're not hood enough. They don't have a criminal record.
I mean, okay. I personally have never heard that.
I've heard it. So we call a spade.
You've heard that. I've never heard that. I don't know if DeAndre's ever heard that in his life. He looks like he hasn't.
They'd be talking about their preference.
Charlton, he looks like you're on
they'd
your
be
own.
Talking about their preference.
It looks like you're on
they'd
your
be
own.
Talking about preference. They're talking about preference. They said they want hood niggas.
I've never seen that.
Aggressive
in my life.
Hood niggas.
I've seen girls like said it like hood niggas. I know that.
Well, I've not seen that, but I've seen that people say that they don't want the good guys. Everybody clowns Russell Wilson and says that he's a good guy and that nobody wants him. Everybody wants a future type. But then the future type turns out to be like that.
But they want the future. They want the future type when they're looking good, man. Not when they're fucking washed.
Oh, one thing. Aww. I have also one thing to say. This should have been my hot take earlier in the episode. Women seem to love and idolize the relationship between Sierra and Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, they say, is a man of God. They love the way he treats the son.
After a kid.
I mean, that's not the point, but they love the way he is. And I think that Russell Wilson is like the one example of the quote-unquote good guy. So I feel like there's a lot of pressure on him to play his cards right, because if he somehow messes up, then people are going to run with this narrative that all men are trash or something like that. You know what I mean?
I don't clown
But do you see how people post Russ? Oh, Russell. Oh, this.
I don't clown Russell Wilson. I just know. Yeah. What's the prayer, sis? That's what they say, right?
The prayer has
always been in the DMs.
If y'all don't know what they're talking about, Sierra, she said that before she got with Russell Wilson, she was praying and praying and praying that a good man would come into her life.
After
her kid or whatever. So because
that's
of that,
what I want, good niggas.
After that, a lot of people on social media were saying, whatever prayer that Sierra had, I want her prayer and I need her prayer.
They want Russell Wilson to come and clean up and fix their life. That's the thing.
You got to fix your own life.
You have to have that already. You have to, you know.
You can't be playing for a nigga. You got to fix your own self first.
Because, I mean, you can have Russell. There's a lot of Russell Wilsons. I'm not saying that they have, like, some kind of, like, hidden agenda behind them. There are truly a lot of Russell Wilsons in this world. Mm-hmm. And I, for one, don't knock Russell Wilson because the guy's a good quarterback. He's a stand-up guy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can't expect for you to have a Russell Wilson after you're out here chasing XYZ bum-ass dude who don't do shit.
Well, can you not learn from your mistakes? Like, she had a trash
you
dude
can.
In Future, and then she probably did a lot of self-reflecting and then came to...
You can, but what do you bring to the table for you to have a good man?
How do you know she wasn't already a good woman and she just made a mistake?
Sierra?
How do you know
that man, she was... Man, there's some stories, man.
Okay, I don't know those stories.
Go on Lipstick Alley, Shade Room, all them.
Everybody has a past, but I'm saying that how do you know she didn't do a lot of reflecting and
what,
she changed?
What I'm saying
and
is,
that's how she ended up with him.
What I'm saying is she got a good man after she had a kid, after she was done, you know, thotting it up, doing all this XYZ, da 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 da. And that's whenever women want a good man.
Mm-hmm.
When they're done thotting, when they're washed up.
I don't. Y'all, this is really problematic. I'm just gonna let him talk off a cliff and
they
just watch.
They know it too.
I'm just watching.
They love problematic niggas.
Notice how me and DeAndre are niggas. Just quiet. We're just like, okay.
Love problematic niggas.
Tiffany Haddish is the last person that we have.
Oh yeah.
On this list. So how is she?
She lives up to that stereotypical shit. She's loud as fuck too.
Mm-hmm.
She's always portraying people's businesses, and pretty much like you see her every time white people tell her to jump, she says how high.
I mean the thing with Tiffany Haddish is that I've learned that that's actually her personality. There's a lot of people that think that she's putting on, that that's not really how she is. She's not that loud,
she's not loud
in real life, but I think that in her interview, every interview that I've seen of her, she's been that same way every single time.
No, she did. She bring what, chicken to an award show one time?
She did.
And they were looking at her like, look at this black bitch, man. That's what they were looking at.
I'm sure. But why do you care how white people or other people see you? Is the thing.
I feel like.
Why do you want white?
She's
acceptance?
Literally portraying the stereotype. That's the thing. She's literally. They think that black people carry chicken with them. Black people always.
I mean, but those stereotypes have existed before she ever carried a bucket of chicken on the red carpet.
That's how they're always going to view us as.
No, it's not. Tiffany Haddish is not the portrayal of all black people.
You can't tell that to them.
Especially us. We're Nigerian. Like, we're different.
You cannot tell that to.
But why does that matter? Why are you trying to live your life under the guise or under the?
What I'm saying is, they're going to. They're more. There's more to us rather than just hot sauce, loud volume. Chicken and all that other shit.
There's a reason why black women don't like her.
It's true. I've seen comments that
Beyonce,
say that
Beyonce doesn't fucking like her.
How do you know?
She kicked her out of the party.
Shit,
how do you
man?
Know? She was spreading all her business.
You remember when she told who the real Becky with the real hair
she
was?
I didn't hear her kick her out of the party, but I heard that after the party, Tiffany Haddish kept saying, "Oh, I know who Becky with the good hair is."
She got kicked out.
She got kicked out. Yeah.
Well, I don't know
she's
that.
She's all running her damn mouth.
But yeah, a lot of people feel like whenever a black person is being a stereotypical, what they say is a quote unquote black person, that's making black people look bad. But that goes into us wanting to be viewed in a different way than how black people perceive us. I mean, how white people perceive us. And I think that it's dangerous to live your life under, what do white people think about this? Or white people aren't going to like that. Why are you making us look bad in front of white people?
I'm not
Who
saying
cares?
Live your life for
Who
them.
Cares?
I'm saying they're going to view you. They view us already as one thing, and then for you to portray that and keep portraying it over and over and over and over and over again,
you'll never break out of
the fucking chain, man.
Well, I'm just gonna say Tiffany Haddish doesn't represent black people; she represents herself. So if she wants to portray herself with a bottle or a bucket of chicken, that's her. She doesn't represent me, and she doesn't represent a lot of black people. So I don't really care about anything that she does.
But if you have that platform, you do represent. Mm-hmm. If you have that platform, you do represent them.
Yeah, but you don't have to be an example. That's the same thing with people that are celebrities. They don't have any obligation to be a role model. They don't have an obligation to tell us what political party they're affiliated with. Their business is their business. Just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean you owe us anything. And that's just that.
So why bash Ellen if she doesn't owe us anything?
I don't bash her.
You do.
No, I don't.
There you go.
Y'all
listening closely. You can hear the pot being stirred by
the only pot that's being stirred.
Okay, what's your problem with Ellen?
I don't have a problem with Ellen.
You are lying.
I don't have a problem with... Listen. Can I talk?
Go ahead.
My point is every celebrity, Ellen included, can be problematic. Ellen being buddy-buddy with George W. Bush is questionable, especially since George W. Bush was putting in legislation that were hurting people in the LGBT community, and Ellen was a part of that. So to somehow become friends with him, it's hypocritical, and it doesn't make any sense. How can Ellen be a champion for the LGBT community, and yet she's friends with somebody who's trying to oppress the same community that she's a part of? Make that make sense.
She's done a lot of stuff, man. She gives back like hella times. I don't watch her show personally. But
so just because you do something good, that eradicates any questionable thing you've done in your life.
Listen, man, I don't hate Ellen. I don't know what
I don't hate her. Her stop running with that narrative, because the same way you think I'm problematic. The people, listeners are disagreeing with you. They're like, oh, they're so annoying.
Hey, I mean, y'all heard the expression, birds of a feather flock together.
And you're flocking with the problematic crew.
Justin, what does that make you, Justin?
I'm the tar.
Justin's problematic.
Justin's problematic. No.
You're one of us now. You're nope, the dark side.
Never.
He's one of us.
Not I. Never I.
Well, let's swear you in.
Now. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Swear you in. Nope. It's too late. Y'all
we got the receipts already.
Not I. But basically, to wrap up this episode, it's Black History Month. Support your black businesses and be okay with walking in your own blackness. I feel like we can have a difference of opinion without, you know, tearing each other apart. You can be Republican and be black. You can not like...
Hell yeah. No. If you're a Republican and you say some shit about black people, you're not getting our vote.
I mean, and that might be the case, but you can still be black and be a Republican. You can be married to a white person and not be an Uncle Tom. Some people are, but I feel like we have free thought. Everybody has individual thought, and we're able to do what we want to do. As long as you're not tearing down your own race, I don't have a problem with that. But it is what it is. It is what it is. But thank you guys for joining me on this episode.
Can we say our final remarks?
What is your final remarks, guys?
Listen. Justin's a Republican.
I'm not. keep talking. I'll cut all this out.
For all my haters out there, I love you. Those were some good reviews. Keep them coming. I know there's going to be more, but I honestly still won't care. But yeah, it was a pleasure being on the show.
Of course, it's always interesting having you all on the show. DeAndre, what are your last remarks?
So it's always been a pleasure to be on this show. I love you guys. I'll apologize for offending you guys if I did, but I don't give a so.
Hey, I apologize for one person in particular. Justin knows who that is.
Oh my God. I do, but
exactly. I didn't even get the finish. So you guys tune in, and then you guys send us your remarks. Tell us what you think about us.
Send your feedback. Yeah, I love getting feedback from you guys.
Send your feedback. So it's always been a pleasure, and just be yourself out there, man. Be yourself. So if you want to be Zaya or Zion, go ahead and be Zion and Zaya.
If you want to smoke crack, like with Justin,
go smoke crack.
Stop.
We don't care.
You can smoke your kneecaps off.
But basically, thank you, DeAndre and Charlton, for joining me. I just want to say that I'm glad that y'all were able to be open and honest with your opinions, because there's a lot of people out there that agree with y'all, and I think y'all's perspective is important. But I hope you guys liked the episode. If you're listening and you've made it to the end, you are a real listener, because this episode is long as hell. I know that. But yeah, it's a good episode. So thank you guys for listening. Subscribe, leave a review, and y'all enjoy your week. I'll catch you guys on the next one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.